Jenny, can you talk a little bit about c-MYC in terms of what it is inside the cell and what we know about it as a predictor, and also TOPO2?
Right. So I think HER2 and the data that's coming out is extremely interesting. So Soon Paik recently presented his data on c-MYC. Bottom take-home message is if you're HER2 positive and c-MYC positive, you do very well with Herceptin-based therapies alone. This was not the result we expected. So c-MYC basically feeds into the survival pathway, and it is an oncogene. So basically what was expected was that if you were c-MYC positive, you actually were supposed to do very badly. But what happened in the adjuvant trastuzumab studies was they found that patients who were given trastuzumab who were c-MYC positive did extremely well. The chance of relapsing if you were c-MYC positive was extremely low. I think it was way less than 10%. So this was counterintuitive, probably because Herceptin or trastuzumab works through the PI3 kinase AKT survival pathway, and somehow c-MYC is synergistic because it affects the same pathway. So that is the unexpected result that came out of that study.